Welcome to Prosperity Talk with the financial prosperity coach, Christopher Music, who has been a featured guest on CBS, NBC, ABC, and Fox affiliates, sharing his 20-plus years of experience in financial principles and how to apply them to your life and business.
Welcome to Prosperity Talk. This is P. Christopher Music, the financial prosperity coach, and I'd like to congratulate you for taking steps on the route to financial prosperity by listening to this show. You know, as a financial prosperity coach, it's my job to align correct solutions to help you improve your overall financial experience. And that's why I produce this podcast every month. I've spent countless hours researching the basic laws of prosperity that have been repeated time and time again by the sagest minds in history. And I've summarized them for you in a body of knowledge I call the Golden Route, 21 Principles to Financial Prosperity. I created the show so that you could learn these fundamental laws as a guide to help you achieve real financial prosperity in your household and your business while you live your art. With this show, I've decided it's my mission to bring you amazing content by interviewing innovators and experts that are truly rock stars at what they do. These professionals will share their experience and knowledge as it relates to the 21 principles of financial prosperity, so you can apply them within today's economic and financial realities. So today we'll be discussing the Golden Route principle, pursue excellence and professionalism in your work. And I have a very special guest who will be sharing his ideas and experiences on simple and easy video marketing strategies to save you time and make you more money. But let me first give you my perspective on this vital prosperity principle. Pursuing excellence and professionalism in your work is more than being good or competent at what you do. It's much more involved than that. It's about producing the highest value and the best service you possibly can to your customers. It's completing higher education in your industry and getting specialized knowledge that you can apply to superior results. It's getting trained on how to be a better owner and executive in your own business, becoming a thought leader in your industry, a true professional, and of course, becoming a celebrity expert in your market so you can get more influence out to those people you're trying to help. So today I'd like to introduce you to my special guest. He truly is a rock star at what he does. Let me tell you more about his experience. As a graduate with a degree in television and video production from St. Petersburg College, he simultaneously started his own video production company over 10 years ago. Realizing quickly that an education in marketing was crucial to small business success, he became a student of marketing guru Dan Kennedy through the Glazer Kennedy Insider Circle and swiftly proceeded to quadruple his business in just 3 years. Merging his successful knowledge of marketing with his experience in producing high-quality professional videos, he began teaching Dan Kennedy's marketing system to small business owners as a solution to help them maximize their marketing efforts and get results. He's the owner of Beck Audio and Visual Services. He's the founder of VideoMarketingExpert.com and author of the upcoming book, Overnight Success, Wake Up and Be Successful. Welcome to Prosperity Talk, Mira Beck.
Thanks for having me on the show, Christopher.
Well, thanks for being here, Mira. So what I'd like to do today is spend a little bit of time interviewing you on the prosperity principle, pursue excellence and professionalism in your work, as it relates to helping our listeners with ideas on simple and easy video marketing strategies to save you time and make you more money, okay?
Sounds great.
Okay, good. So I'd like to start out by having you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself, how you got started, and why you chose to specialize in video marketing production.
Sounds great. So my story really began back in Czech Republic. I was born in Czech Republic. Mm-hmm. And, after the communism ended in 1989 and the whole world opened up with the entrepreneurial opportunities for people, I saw, opportunity one day for a job in the United States, kind of just coming in here, disassembling some old oil towers. And of course, I had nothing better to do, so I applied for the job. Now, I ended up in New York with about $3,000 in my pocket, which $3,000 at that time was about a year and a half salary of a manager at McDonald's, which I was in Prague. So it was a lot of money. We didn't have that much money. So my dad actually ended up selling his car overnight to be able to get that for me. That was the only valuable asset we had in our family.
Wow.
So I ended up in New York on Thanksgiving exactly 17 years ago. With $3,000 in my pocket, ready for this American dream to start. And it was supposed to be 6 months working for probably making about $6,000 to $8,000, and my goal was to actually go back and buy a pub that I used to go to every Friday and Saturday, and I kind of wanted to own it, you know.
Okay.
It was up for grabs. So I got here, and you know, within a couple of days, they actually took us to the Empire State Building and took the $3,000 for the work permit, if you will, and left us in New York waiting for a training day. And, you know, long story short, of course, is they never showed up. They left us in New York, and there was no job. It was all a big scam. I ended up having a couple hundred dollars left that my dad gave me just in case, which turned out to be a really good idea at that point. And because, as I just mentioned, it would have probably taken me 10 years to pay him back, I decided to just burn the bridges and stay. So on Thanksgiving, of course, you know, if I'm going to sleep under a tree, it might as well be a palm tree. So I invested $140 out of the $200, got a Greyhound ticket, you know, down to Tampa. And off I went. I ended up in Tampa, actually connected with some people from Czech as well that spoke Czech and English at the same time, and found a job at, you know, $5.50 an hour instead of $8,000 a month. And the rest is history. Just went to school, learned English so I can continue to take some college level classes, which led me to take the video and marketing or video and television production courses at a local college, and like you mentioned in the intro, basically started my own business right out of school, because I realized early on that I was unemployable and I had to work for myself. So that kind of started the whole thing.
You know, it's funny. True entrepreneurs know that they're not employable.
Yeah, for sure.
That's funny. Okay, so diving right in, why should private practice professionals use video as part of their overall marketing efforts?
Yeah, the short answer to this is that, in my opinion, video is really the only way to deliver the same message over and over consistently. Because, you know, sometimes you write an email and then you go back and read it again and you're like, did I insult this person? Did they, you know, translated it exactly the way I meant it? So it's really hard for somebody to, you know, just get the same message delivered over and over in writing. Audio is better, but you're still missing the facial expressions and your body language. So really, if you want to deliver the same message over and over, I think video is going to be the way to go. Plus, since we're talking about video marketing, video really ranks high in search engine optimization. So any type of videos that you put up there as a small business owner to promote your products or services can easily rank on the first page of Google within a couple hours, really, if it's tagged with the right keywords and everything else.
It doesn't matter where you post the videos.
Well, typically YouTube is going to be your number one choice, because that, you know, YouTube and Google are so tied together, you know, owned by the same company. And if you post something on YouTube and it's done properly, it will show up on Google on the, you know, on the top of the page. So really, YouTube went a long way. It used to be really like a low quality option, and in the past I would never recommend client to put it on their website as an embedded video, but right now you can put high definition videos on YouTube. It's free and it's really great quality. They used to have a 10 minute time limit, which is gone too, so you can really put even longer videos. So these days I think YouTube is a pretty good option.
Well, that's great. Well, what about, what types of videos should our listeners consider using to promote their business?
Okay, well, there are definitely a few that will stand out that I'm going to cover today in this short time we have. And one of them will be your story video. And in the beginning, I shared my story very quickly, but I really believe that people do business with people, not, you know, services or products. So when I look for somebody to do business with, I always look at their website to see if there is a story. And I have a lot of people that I've been working with that I am with them because of their story, not necessarily because of the product or service. So I think having your story recorded and put on like the About Us page on your website, or having it as a part of a packet that you send to your prospective client, is really important. And everybody has a story, you know. Not everybody came to the United States with $200 in their pocket, but so far in my experience, every person that's ever told me, well, my story is boring or whatever, when you dive deep, there is always a great story in every person. It just needs to be, you know, brought up. So I'm going to say the first one would be the story video. For any business that's professional practice, doctors, chiropractors, veterinarians, what have you, frequently asked question videos. That's another a huge time saver, because if you can get your prospect to look at the website and you have all these components on your website, by the time they show up, they're not asking the same questions over and over, which a lot of time can be a burden on your staff, because if they're going to be answering the exact same question 100 times, you might as well record it. If you do it yourself as the owner of the business, you already are building a rapport with the prospect, right? So by the time they see you, they already feel like they know you.
Yeah.
If they saw your story, they saw some of these FAQs, it's a phenomenal way to build a rapport and save time. Now, a lot of the listeners are probably professional practice owners, right?
Mm-hmm.
So another great video is kind of like the presentation video. A lot of financial advisors always have to tell the story of the two brothers or, you know, whatever you have. Chiropractors have their reports of findings. And there's a lot of times where the doctor really or the practice owner has to deliver 30 to 45 minute presentation every single time they meet with a prospect. So what we've done actually before for financial advisors and specifically is we recorded their presentation with their video and their PowerPoint combined together. And the feedback I've been getting is that they are really saving probably half an hour every time, because now they make it mandatory for the prospect to watch the video before actually meeting with the owner. And really, the 45 minutes can cut down to maybe 10 minutes of answering some questions that were brought up by the presentation instead of going over and over through the same thing.
Well, I'm sold.
I know. Yeah, it really works like a charm. It's awesome. And, you know, lastly, I'm just going to mention testimonials, videos. It's... testimonials obviously are a great way to get some credibility from other perspective than from yourself, because you can talk about yourself for an hour and how great you are and everything. But if people hear it from somebody else, I think that is, you know, way more valuable than if you just do it yourself.
Yeah, I can totally see that. I've noticed that myself is when there is a lot of video content in a particular program, you're interest in it goes up a lot, I have found in my own experience. How about you?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, full. That's great. So I guess the next question I have for you then is going back to this origin story, you know, and because we work with professionals of all kinds of different backgrounds. And I think one of the things that what I have found in most professionals that I work with is they don't really have the point of view that their path that they took to become an expert or a professional in what they do is anything out of the ordinary. They lived it, so they don't really understand the value of that has. Can you comment on what your experience has been with creating these origin story type videos and what effect that has on creating credibility with an audience?
Yeah, I think really the origin story, you know, most people, because they know their story, they feel like it's boring or, you know, that nobody's going to care. But it really is the opposite. You know, I've told my story 1,000 times. I mean, I said it, you know, from the stage several times at seminars. I, you know, share my story with anybody that ever asks me about it. And I could say, you know, or cut it down or say, you know, I'm not going to tell it to you because it's, you know, not as important, whatever. But one of my mentors, Bill Glazer, we mentioned Glazer Kennedy before, taught me this. And it really is that it doesn't matter how, you know, boring or interesting you think your story is, you have to tell it basically for the, you know, thousandth time the same way as you would tell it the first time. And that's really, you know, so to be passionate about your story and learn your story. For example, you know, I mean, if you have your story scripted, you know, there's a lot to be said about scripting things. You can learn it and you can deliver the same story, but in 5 minutes, if it's been learned. You don't have to kind of look for, you know, and kind of reinvent the story every single time. But I would really say, you know, get your story out, get the ego out of the way. Don't judge yourself. Don't question the story, because I guarantee you people will be interested in your story, and use it a lot, because again, people do business with people. Not, you know, businesses or products.
Yeah, that's very true. Well, you know, you mentioned video testimonials before, and I just want to get your feedback about, you know, what's the best way to capture these testimonial videos, and, you know, maybe like how many would one get for their site or marketing efforts?
Okay, that's a great question. So, of course, as many as possible. The more testimonials you get, the better. But the way to capture them really is... I mean, I always say capture them as it happens, right? So veterinarian, you help, they help your pet. So when the customer is the happiest, when they are telling you in your face how happy they are, that's the time to capture them, ideally. So, you know, if you have your iPhone with you, I mean, I have all the equipment imaginable in my, you know, storage and in my office and studio, but I still use my iPhone to capture most of these moments.
Sure.
So, you know, don't overthink it as far as the equipment goes. Just pull up your iPhone, tell them, you know, thank you for the feedback. Would you mind saying it again on video? And just record it right there. Now, a great strategy, really, that what we've done several times before is for you to put on a customer appreciation event. So you invite your best customers, the ones you want to capture the testimonials from, buy some food, you know, make it kind of like just a party in your office, and then have, you know, a video camera and maybe a light set up somewhere in the corner, or just, you know, hire somebody that's professional that can come and do it for a couple hours. And then pull these people out for 5 or 10 minutes, mm-hmm. and not just a testimonial, just have them share their story with, you know, your, the story they had and the experience they had with you, which I really would call more a case study rather than just a testimonial.
Sure.
And it's a phenomenal way to get a whole bunch of them at the same time. And then, of course, you can put them on your website, have them play on the loop in your waiting room. I mean, there's a lot of different ways you can recycle and repurpose this this content.
That's a great idea. Well, you know, some of these professionals that we work with are really technically at the top of their game, but a lot of them are really camera shy. They're like, well, you know what? I just don't want to do video. So what would your comment be to someone who's would they consider themselves camera shy?
You know, that's another great question. But yeah, so from my own experience, since I'm the guy behind the camera typically, and I just recently started, you know, coming from behind the camera and getting in front of it, I had to learn the same thing. So really the best thing I've ever done for myself and, you know, for other clients is forget the camera is there. All right. That's the first thing. And if you go to a networking meeting and somebody asks you a question, whatever, you can answer them passionately with energy and all that. So get into that space, like somehow mentally try to get yourself to the quote unquote happy place where you forget the stress of the camera. Mm-hmm. And look through the camera instead of into the lens, look through the lens and just imagine that one person at a networking party that you are explaining this to, and record the video from that perspective instead of trying to judge yourself and, you know, think about how you look on the camera or how do you sound, whatever. Just forget it's there. Look through the camera, do your thing, and it will be perfect.
Awesome. That's very good advice. Let's have a last question here. For our do-it-yourselfers in the audience, what equipment would you recommend they buy to get started recording and producing video today? And how about how much would they look to spend as a general getting into this area of video marketing?
Okay, so I mentioned, you know, my iPhone, that's kind of my best tool. So I'm going to say you can really start with what you already have in your pocket right now. So that would be, you know, the first advice. Secondly, video is really, you know, a good video is going to be as good as your lighting and sound. So the video itself, if you are in, you know, good light by the window or something, and if you have a decent sound, sometimes for my phone, I actually even use my headset that has the microphone that will be, you know, close to my mouth. Mm-hmm. And I record it that way. Now, if you want to invest a little bit of money, there are cameras by Canon. It's a Vixia series, V-I-X-I-A, and there's several models. They all range from maybe $600 to $2,000, and either one of those is fine. The reason I'm mentioning Canon cameras is because they have an input for microphone, and it's very important because a lot of the consumer cameras, they don't have that. And so Canon was smart enough to include it, and that's why I think the Vixia series is going to be good. There's also a Digital Rebel by Canon, which is a still camera that has a video capability, and if you get one of those, it's under $1,000, and you can capture stills and video at the same time. So it's really one of those things you can use. You can add one light, one microphone. You know, it can be very inexpensive. I'm going to say from $1,000 to $2,000, you can get pretty decent setup.
Yeah, that's really good advice about having that input jack, because I took the long way and figured out that camera I invested in didn't have a microphone input, and I had to start over. So yeah, that's very, very sage advice. Well, I'm sorry that's all we have time for today, Mira, but I'd like to thank you for being with us and sharing your expertise and knowledge. Mira, you truly are a rock star. But before you go, tell our listeners how they can get a hold of you and to get more information about using video marketing to promote their business.
Okay, thank you so much. Yeah, I don't have any like tangible gifts to give out. I actually figured I would offer your listeners something more valuable, which is my time. So if anybody needs any help or just has questions about how they can incorporate video in their business specifically, I'll be happy to talk to them for half an hour, maybe an hour, if they want to. No strings attached, and they can just email me, Mira@videomarketingexpert.com, which is Mira@videomarketingexpert.com, or just call me directly at 813-810-6241. Again, it's 813-810-6241. And just mention Prosperity Talk in the subject line if you email me, or just let me know that you heard it on this show, and I'll be happy to help you out. And if I can just give you some advice for you to run with, that's great. If we decide, you know, that maybe you need to hire me to do something for you, that's great too. But again, no strings attached, no sales pitch there.
Well, very good. Well, I will tell you from personal experience, you just recorded our premier 3-day Private Practice Millionaire Academy event, and the result is just absolutely stellar. So I really appreciate you doing that and obviously being here on the show with us today.
Thank you.
Folks, our financial experiences, whether a good experience or a bad one, really comes down to one simple element: planning. You see, financial planning is a very misunderstood concept. In actuality, it's really very simple. It's all about the equation of time and money. You know, while we're working, we spend the majority of our effort turning time into money. Our job, our profession, our career, and our business. But to what end? Have you considered what result you're working to achieve? Correct financial planning allows us to reverse the sequence from spending time making money and allows us to convert that money into time. And that's what this effort's all about, really, anyway. I think it's important to remember that prosperity is not only about financial security. In fact, dictionary definition defines prosperity as a successful, flourishing, or thriving condition, which I believe could be carried out in all areas of your life. The question I have to ask you now is, what contributions could you make to your life and the life of those that you love if you had more time to pursue the things that did not require you to earn a paycheck? You know, it all has to do with that quality of life. It has to do with being able to achieve one's most valued goals and purposes, whatever that is for you. So what I want you to do right now is grab a pen and a paper and answer this one simple question. Based on what you learned today in our interview with Mira, what one simple thing could you do this week that would move you forward on the route to financial prosperity? Go ahead and write it down. Then make a plan, work out a series of actions to get it done, and then make it happen. The financial position you find yourself in today is your indicator on how well you have understood and applied these basic principles I cover on this show. It is my hope that you use this wisdom to achieve what is most important to you. I hope you've enjoyed today's episode of Prosperity Talk. Please visit my podcast channel at pchristophermusic.podbean.com. That's pchristophermusic.podbean.com to download our previous episodes of Prosperity Talk. And go ahead and connect with me on all of our media channels: Facebook, Twitter, Google+, LinkedIn, and YouTube.
You've been listening to Prosperity Talk with the Financial Prosperity Coach, Christopher Music. For more information on prosperity principles and how to apply them to your life and your business, visit Christopher's personal website at pchristophermusic.com or connect with him on Facebook at facebook.com/pchristophermusicauthor. You may also call Christopher's office at 727-588-1540 to request more information or arrange for him to be a guest speaker at your next event. That's 727-588-1540, or visit pchristophermusic.com.